Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, welcome to episode 54, where I want to talk about fear of change. Why do we fear change? So most people do fear change, or at the very least, become extremely anxious about it, which is a very natural response to change. But it is generally unnecessary. And why is this? Well, because a time of change means it's time to embrace new opportunities and gifts into your life, even bad changes, such as grief, death, the loss of anything, can create these internal emotions within us, can cause internal change to happen. We're also given this gift during these times, or actually an opportunity to decide what this change will be, whether it'll be a good change for us that makes us into a better person because we're learning from it, or maybe not so good of a change. So the illusion is not that we are in control, but that we are out of control when change happens. That's the illusion, that everything is out of control when change happens. So whilst it's true that we do not have control of our external change or the external environment, we absolutely do have control of our internal environment and how we approach the change that's happening, how we respond emotionally and mentally to change or external stimuli. So how does that work? Well, we have to embrace this change and understand exactly what it is about and why actually are we opposing it in the first place? What inside of us makes us want to put up a barrier or a wall to change at times?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So here are a few things why I think people might fear change. A lot of it comes down to uncertainty. Uncertainty can be extremely unsettling. Change can be unsettling. Uncertainty is unsettling. Not knowing what's going to happen. But that's kind of life. That's actually how we move through life. And yet we try to control that. If we allow these feelings to prevent us from making changes or allowing change to happen, or we actually even ignore like the changes on our doorstep, it does nothing but hold us back from truly living. Not embracing change keeps us from freedom. So what else? Why else do we fear change? It's basically fear of the unknown. It'll all come down to fear, right? It's fear of the unknown. The unknown is an extremely scary place. Try not to dwell there. Get out and discover your life. Discover change. Discover what it's all about. You know, most likely, unknown will, on occasion, bring us hardship and sometimes pain for those things we can't control. But it also brings us happiness and love and joy. So the fact that we do not know what our future holds is an admission that we can't control the external environment around us. or sometimes our true destiny. So in one sense, we have this fear of the unknown, and that unknown is going to happen either way, whether we embrace it or whether we try to run from it. I believe running from the unknown with uncontrolled fear is a bad way to go. We are actually in control of our internal emotions and our response to the change and the external environment. So when we can step back and look at the change that is happening around us and not get caught up in the drama, we can actually sit there and see the change taking place. We can see what is happening, and we just continue to move forward instead of bring down the curtain of fear and put up barricades to what is actually taking place. It's almost trying to step out of our present life and what is being presented in front of us. We're either trying to go back to the past or leap far into the future, which often makes us anxious. So embracing this change, you know, embracing change can be hard unless you truly learn how to live in the present. It can be hard when that change is something that's difficult for us to accept, right? The passing of a loved one, a divorce, loss of anything, like I said. And that step to embrace change, embrace both the good and the bad that can take place. When we accept everything that's taking place, we allow for things to churn and nourish and for us to move on and to see the good that can come from it. That we can change. We can change. We have the control to change our internal emotions. So we can make a change in us to accept the external change. We can't control death, divorce, loss of things at times, out of our control. But we are actually gifted the power to be able to create good from that change, how it develops us, how it makes us stronger, how it may let us see something we never saw before. We have to accept it and not allow ourselves to dwell in the fact that something bad has happened to us. Because when we do that, we get into this fight with life and say, life is unfair. Well, sometimes life is unfair, but life is also fair. It is unfair and fair. It is good and bad. There is pain, there is joy. You can't have one without the other. We just have to look for the good more often than dwelling in the bad. So, fearing change. At the end of the day, life and change and time, they're all the same. When we just come right down to our present is all we actually have. Just right now, right here, right now. And what do you want to do right here, right now? Be happy right here, right now. And for us to do that, we have to come to an acceptance that life has now changed for us. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to embrace it, learn from it, make something wonderful out of it? Or are we going to fear change, put up a wall to it, and stay rooted in our past or really anxious about what may come instead of staying right in the present where we have all of the control of our internal stimuli? I would love to hear what you guys think about fear in general or fear of change. Have you had an experience where you have completely feared something coming down the pike or feared change in your life, but once you embraced it, actually life became better or your life changed in a more positive way? I'd love to hear. You can reach out to me at HeidiDelair.com or LoveWideOpen.com. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Delair. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Delair on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDelair.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.